Russia could invade Ukraine any day now. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. As National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells Fox News Sunday, as more American troops arrive in the region,
the United States is not sending forces to start a war or fight a war with Russia in Ukraine. We have sent forces to Europe to defend NATO territory.
Yesterday, the 82nd Airborne Division arrived in Poland near Ukraine's borders to provide support as additional U.S. troops prayed at Fort Bragg as they prepare to deploy.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff.
So White House officials say the cost of an invasion for Ukraine would be in human lives, and for Russia, it would be economic. While Russia and China did solidify their bond at this year's Olympics in Beijing, U.S. officials do not believe that China is in the position to make up for potential losses that sanctions would bring.
France's president's in Moscow today for talks, while Germany's chancellor will go to the White House to meet with President Biden.
Germany has urged caution with some potential sanctions against Russian energy companies. The U.S. is working with other countries to increase energy production in case of a natural gas shortage.
Fox's Jared Halper. The record COVID surge keeps waning. Cases dropped a third week in a row. However, the 2 million infections John Hopkins reports still more than any week during the pandemic pre-Omicron variant, but COVID deaths have risen a fifth straight week. There's a state of emergency in Ottawa, Canada's capital, where thousands of people have gathered in a Freedom Truck convoy protesting COVID mandates.
GoFundMe says they will be refunding donations after it froze funds to the convoy's official campaign. The company claims it was because there was violence connected with the Freedom Convoy and that the protests became an occupation. But many are calling out the company's double standard here after it promoted the fund for the Capitol Hill organized protest that created a self-declared autonomous zone in a portion of Seattle you may remember back in 2020.
Fox's Jackie Abunya. Some Republicans in the U.S., including Louisiana's attorney general, want GoFundMe investigated. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
They handed out the first medals at the Winter Olympics in Beijing over the weekend. Russia has the most right now with six. The U.S. has won three medals so far, all of them silver. Before the Olympics began, the FBI put out a cybersecurity warning for American athletes, urging them to leave their cell phones at home, bring temporary burner phones instead because of the risk of Chinese hacking. Now, the broad cyber threat China poses was part of the reason President Biden ordered U.S. cybersecurity be bolstered, and there's a new initiative that is part of that.
The Cyber Safety Review Board, or CSRB, will bring together private and public sectors to elevate cybersecurity. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas saying in a press release, "I look forward to reviewing the board's recommendations regarding how we can better protect communities across our country as DHS works to build a more secure digital future." Those on the board include executives from Google, Verizon Threat Research Advisory Center, and Microsoft, among others, in addition to personnel from the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice. The board's first report is expected to be ready by this coming summer. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Three suspected neo-Nazis under arrest in Orange County, Florida.
During a rally last month, college student David Neustadt told Fox 35 in Orlando that he was driving by when he got out of his car, started recording the group, and pushed a demonstrator who spat at him.
I'm literally Jewish, and I got attacked, assaulted, pepper sprayed, you name it, spit on, called disgusting slurs just because of my religion.
The three suspects are in their mid-40s. Two are charged with battery along with a hate crime enhancement. The third is charged with grand theft for allegedly taking the young man's iPhone. Roger Stern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down while overseas markets are mixed. Coming off gains last week, the Dow rose 1%. The Nasdaq went up more than 2%. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.